Zoo Diary by Peter Viney. A Garnet Oracle Reader, Level 1. Copyright Garnet Publishing Limited, 2015. Zoo Diary. My Diary. 1. Okay, this is not a dream. It is not a dream. There are good dreams and bad dreams. And you wake up. And I'm here, and I'm awake, and I'm writing, so I'm not dreaming. I can write in this diary every day. Nobody is going to read it. I know that now. But I can write. I'm here, and I can't leave. Is it a prison? I don't know. Maybe. But it's a very strange prison. Millions of kilometers from the planet Earth, and I'm the only prisoner. There is a guard in my prison. His name is Zarg. Zarg's nice. And Zarg's small. And remember, this is not a dream. Zarg is green. He's green with yellow eyes, and he has four arms. They're very long, with some dark blue hair on them. I can remember our first meeting. Where am I? Where? The door opens.
Ah! No! Help me! Somebody! Help me!
I hit my face.
Wake up! Wake up!
Oh no! I am awake! It's not a dream! Don't be afraid. I'm not going to hurt you.
Who?
No. What? What are you? My name is Zarg. I am a Grogon from the planet Zok.
A what?
A Grogon. Who are you?
My name's Wayne. Wayne Armstrong.
I'm an American from the planet Earth.
I know.
Hello, Wayne Armstrong. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, right. But you're speaking English. No, Wayne Armstrong. I'm not speaking English. I'm speaking my language, Groganese.
Okay, but I'm hearing English.
Yes, you are. And I'm hearing Groganese. Look at this small machine on my arm. It's a translation computer. It can translate any language. It's translating for us now.
No, that's not possible.
Hey, is this a TV show? Is there a TV camera taking pictures of us? This is funny, right? No, it's not a TV show. It's happening right now. It's translating my words.
So, you can't speak English?
No, I'm not very good at alien languages.
Well, that's not true. I can speak some Blodian.
Blodian? Like, what is that? The Blodians are birds. They're very clever. They live on my planet, on Zok.
Okay, cool. You live on a planet with speaking birds.
Yes. I don't speak Blodian very well. You know, I can buy Grook, or...
What's Grook?
Grook? Sorry, there's no translation. We eat it on Zok. It's like bread, but it's blue. It's very good.
Right. So, where are we?
I'm sorry, Wayne Armstrong. Don't you know? This is a spaceship. A Grogon spaceship, and you're a passenger.
A passenger or a prisoner?
Well, you're on the spaceship. So it's like Star Trek or Star Wars or something. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise, and you're... Well, you're not Dr. Spock or Captain Kirk.
That's right. A spaceship. And it's really happening. It's not a dream. But how? I remember nothing. It's a long story. Tomorrow. I can tell you tomorrow. My Diary. 2. Zarg comes to my room every day. 3 times. He brings my meals. They're the same every day. He brings me breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay, breakfast. I call it breakfast. It's the first meal after I wake up. It's very strange. There's some grey food and a blue drink. It's not bad. Lunch is the same, but he gives me 3 pills, too. Dinner is really good. I have some green food and black food and a white drink. That's good. Sometimes we talk. He tells me about Zoc. I tell him about Earth and about my family and my friends. I remember the second day on the spaceship. Zarg gives me some food. Then he tells me to look at the wall. The wall goes from white to black. Then there are stars. In the middle of the picture is a planet. It's blue and green. We are going towards the planet. Then we are very near. I can see the oceans and the countries. I can see China, then Africa, then the Atlantic Ocean. We are moving across the ocean. It's nearly dark now. Then I can see America. First we see Mexico. Then we're moving over the USA and I can see the lights of cities. Then I can see mountains, the Rocky Mountains, and then California. We are moving over California. I can see towns, and then I can see houses. We are very near them. I can see a road and the lights from cars. The cars are moving. Now there's a small town in the picture. I know the town. It's my hometown. We are above it. We aren't moving. There's a street and some lights. 2 people are walking along the street, a boy and a girl. They stop outside a house. The girl is looking at her watch. Then she goes into the house. The boy turns around. He's wearing a brown coat and blue jeans. I know him. It's me. I'm wearing the same clothes right now. The boy is walking along the street. We're right above him and we're following him. The street is empty. Then he looks up. He's looking right at us. His mouth is open. He's very afraid. A green light is all around him. He's on the ground. The picture on the wall stops. But why me, Zarg? Why me? Why you? I don't know. We need someone from your planet. I'm sorry, but it's you. Where are we going now, Zarg? We're going to my planet, to Zoc. Oh, Wayne Armstrong, my planet is very beautiful. You're going to like it there. When? When am I going to see it, Zarg? Soon. Very soon. About 3 of your Earth months. 3 months? Yes, it isn't a long way. About 60 light years.
60 light years?
A light year is how far light travels in 1 year.
Yes, right, I know. At 300,000 kilometers a second.
No, not that fast. Only 299,792.458 kilometers a second. But we don't travel like that. Our spaceships travel in a different way. Right. So, when am I going to see the Earth again?
That's another story, Wayne Armstrong. Another story.
Zark, don't call me Wayne Armstrong every time. Just call me Wayne.
I'm not calling you anything, Wayne Armstrong. Remember, it's the translation computer, not me.
But in America, we don't use two names. You can say Wayne, or you can say Mr. Armstrong, but you never say Wayne Armstrong. The computer is wrong.
The computer is never wrong, Wayne Armstrong.
My Diary 3.
Are there any more Grogons on the spaceship?
I see only Zarg.
Is he the only Grogon?
I don't know. My room is white. There are no windows. There's a door, but I can't see it. When Zarg comes, I can see the door, and it opens. He comes in, then it's a wall again. The door opens for Zarg, but it doesn't open for me. There's nothing in the room, just the diary and pen in my coat. I sit on the floor, and I sleep on the floor. When I walk, the floor is hard. When I sleep, it isn't hard. It's different. It's like a bed. I don't understand. I have only one pen and this diary. I sleep a lot of the time. Sometimes Zar comes in and we talk.
Good morning, Wayne Armstrong.
Is it morning, Zarg? I don't know. It's all the same to me.
In space, there are no days or nights. But back home on Zok, it's morning right now.
How long are the days on Zok?
They are about 30 Earth hours long. They're not very different.
Zarg, please answer today.
What is the question, Wayne Armstrong?
There is only one question, Zarg. Am I going to see the Earth again?
Do you understand travel in space?
No, you know that I don't.
Space travel is very strange. Something happens to time.
Our journey from Earth to my planet, Zok, takes 3 of your months. So for me, on the spaceship, it takes 6 months to travel from Zok to Earth and come back to Zok, yes?
Yes.
I am 27 years old. On Zok, we live to 130 or maybe 140 of your Earth years. But the 6 months in space is the same as 120 years on a planet. I have a son. We are going to arrive on Zok soon. He is going to be old. 125. My wife and my parents are going to be dead.
That's terrible! So, why do you travel in space?
Those who travel in space have a strange job. They almost never see their children. Their wives get new husbands, or their husbands get new wives. My son doesn't know me. My son's children, and their children too, are all older than me.
Wait, you mean that's going to happen to me?
You don't have any children, Wayne Armstrong. But your question. One day you can go back to Earth. You're going to be older. 6 months in space, and maybe 6 months or a year on Zok. On Earth, that is 121 years. I'm sorry. Very sorry.
My Diary 4.
I'm here in space. On Earth, my family and friends are getting old. I'm never going to see them again. I'm sad, and I think Zarg is sad for me. The days go past. Zarg is very busy. We're going to arrive on Zok very soon.
Zarg, are there any other Grogons on this spaceship?
No, I'm alone, Wayne Armstrong. Grogons don't like space travel. You know why.
Why are you taking me to Zok?
You ask me that every day.
Don't worry. You're going to be happy there. It's beautiful.
You give me that answer every day. You never tell me the real answer. Why are we going to your planet?
Someone is going to tell you, Wayne Armstrong. Soon.
My Diary. 5. Today, we're going to land on Zok. Zarg is very happy. He comes to my room. It's not a mealtime. He usually only comes at mealtimes. There's a picture on my wall. First black sky and stars, then there's a planet. It's brown and yellow. We aren't going towards it now. We're going around. The picture stops. The wall is white again. You are going to sleep now. Take this pill.
I'm not tired. I want to see the landing.
The landing is hard. Sleep is the only way. My Diary. 6. I am awake. My door is open. I can see another white room outside. I can hear something. Zarg is coming. There's another Grogon with him. Wayne Armstrong, please meet Zorks. We are here on Zok.
Is he dangerous, Zarg?
Zorks, the computer is translating. He can understand you.
That's not important. Is he dangerous? Sometimes they're dangerous. They go crazy in space.
He is not dangerous or crazy, I'm sure.
Come, Wayne Armstrong. Follow me.
Don't be afraid. I'm coming with you. Another door opens. The floor begins to go down. Then we are on Zok. The light is very strong, and it's red. I can't see any stars in the red sky, but I can see a sun. It's red too. There's a moon. It's very big, and it's dark blue and gold. In front of us, the land is flat and empty. There are no buildings and no trees. I'm very cold. I can see big white mountains. The light on the mountains is red and gold. We walk fast. I look around. The spaceship is going up into the red sky. There is no noise.
Don't worry, Wayne Armstrong. Our air is the same as on Earth. It's nitrogen and oxygen.
We are standing on a piece of gold metal. Then we are going down very fast into the planet. We go down for a long time. Zarg tells me the Grogons live far under the ground. Then we stop. A door opens. We go through, and we are in another white room. It's like the room on the spaceship.
So, this is my prison, and Zorks is my new guard.
Prison? Guard? No, Zorks is going to tell you everything. I'm going now. Goodbye, Wayne Armstrong. And I'm sorry. Zarg leaves. I am alone with Zorks.
Sit down, Wayne Armstrong. Why am I here?
Zarg never tells them. But space travellers are strange. They're all crazy, I think.
Is Zarg your friend?
No, that's not possible. My father's father, my grandfather, knows him. Zarg is 27 years old. Space travellers begin working at 22. 5 years in space is 600 or 700 years for us.
Do you know why you are here?
Are you going to tell me?
Yes. I am not a guard. I am a zookeeper.
A zookeeper?
I'm sorry. Zookeeper isn't a good word. It's the translation computer.
Ah, yes. The computer's wrong again.
No, Wayne Armstrong. The computer is never wrong. I work here. We study aliens, people from other planets. We talk to them. Grogons think aliens are very interesting. They come here and they look. This place is our... I'm trying to find the right word.
A zoo?
Yes. A zoo. I'm sorry, it's the translation computer.
The computer's never wrong, Zorks.
It's a famous and important zoo. People travel here from many planets. They want to see this zoo.
So I'm in a zoo. I'm never going home again.
You can go home. We need you for a year. Maybe more. We can film you. Then we can make a 3D moving picture of you. That's fine. The visitors don't know.
Is this room my home?
Oh no, Wayne Armstrong. Visitors want to see an Earth person on Earth. We have a special room for you. You are going to be very happy there. We have a lot of things from Earth in the room.
Am I going to see the visitors?
No. They can see you, but you can't see them. Follow me. I'm going to show you the room.
My diary. 7. This is my special room. My home. When you look up, you can see a light blue sky. At night, it's black with stars. It isn't the sky, really. It's a picture. One wall is a moving picture. It moves all day. Sometimes there are trees. Sometimes there are city streets. Sometimes it's the ocean or mountains. In the middle of the room, there's a car. It's an old yellow New York taxi. It's very big. Sometimes I sleep on the back seat of the taxi. I have a bed, but I like the taxi. I can't see the Grogons, and they can't see me. When Zarg finds aliens, he finds things, too. I have an old television. The car and the old television are from his visit to Earth around 1950 in our years. The television is very small, and it doesn't work. There are some plastic flowers and 3 books. The books are A Garden Encyclopedia, Learn Russian in 30 Days, it doesn't work, and a book in Japanese. I can't read it.
There's an old record player and one LP, Hollywood Western Movie Music. I don't like it much, but I listen. Sometimes I listen 20 times a day. There's a streetlight in the room. Zorks says it's from my town. It doesn't work. There are some traffic lights, too. Zorks thinks traffic lights are very important for Earth people. The traffic lights do work. They're making me crazy. They never stop. Red, green, red, green, red, green again. I don't like them. It's a room in a zoo. In zoos, they give the chimpanzees some trees. They give the alligators some water. They give the kangaroos some land so they can jump. They give me an old car and some traffic lights. I can't see my visitors. The visitors don't give bread or meat to me, but I'm an animal in a zoo and I can't leave. Sometimes I hear their children. They look at me and they laugh. Some are afraid. Grogons often visit me in my room. They ask me about Earth. We talk for hours and hours. Sometimes they show me pictures on the wall of Zok and of other planets. We talk about everything. I like Grogons. I think some are my friends. I don't write in this diary very often. Some news today. I can go home. Zorks tells me. It's strange. I'm afraid. I'm 19 years old now. 1 year on Zok in the zoo. 3 months in space between Earth and Zok. 3 months back to Earth. 6 months in space. 120 years on Earth. Is Earth still there? None of my family or friends are there now. They're all dead. Maybe the Earth is beautiful. With no wars, lots of food, everybody is happy. Maybe it's dirty and dangerous with too many people. I think about war. Maybe the Earth is a dead planet now, with no people. I don't know. I'm happy here. Grogons are interesting. They tell me about the planets and the stars. I can meet other aliens in the zoo sometimes. I have a lot of friends. What's going to happen to me on Earth? Maybe another zoo. My Diary. 8. 1 week later. I know now. I don't want to go home. I'm afraid. I'm going to stay here in this zoo. I have one piece of paper in this diary. I'm not going to write on it. This is the end of my diary. My Diary. 9. Those words above are 70 years old. The paper is yellow now, and the writing is gray. 70 years in my special room. I am an old man, 89 years old. I know a lot about many planets. I have Grogon friends. Sometimes I leave the zoo and I go to their rooms. Their rooms are very small. My room is big.
Why am I writing this? Zarg is here today. He's 28. Zorx is dead. There is a new zookeeper. Zarg is leaving again tomorrow. I'm never going to see him again. When he comes back, I'm going to be dead.
Wayne Armstrong, I am happy. You look good.
I am good, Zarg. Listen, after 70 years, please call me Wayne. That computer is wrong.
The computer is never wrong.
We laugh. We laugh for a long time.
Wayne Armstrong, I have news. News about the Earth. Do you want me to tell you about the Earth?
Earth? 70 years ago, maybe. Now it's too late. No, I am afraid. Don't tell me anything about the Earth.